What do you do if you're hit by an uninsured driver? Well, it's required in every state to have uninsured motorist coverage. Usually it's a minimum coverage at least of $25,000 in Missouri and Illinois. And if you're hit by an uninsured driver, your claim, even though the uninsured driver is the actively negligent person, your claim is against your own insurance company for your uninsured motorist benefits. And it's like you're going against the driver who hit you. You have a claim against your own insurance company and say, my injuries are this, this, and this. Here's my injuries. Here's my medical bills. Here's my wage loss. Here's my pain and suffering. We think the case is worth this. You send that, but rather than sending that to the defendant's insurance company, the person who hits you's insurance company, you send it to your own insurance company and you tell them you have an uninsured motorist claim, and then they pay that. You would think that because it's your own insurance company, that that would be easy peasy. You'd be done. I find that often did not be the case. Certainly, there are responsible insurance companies who pay good settlement amounts for uninsured motorist claims. I find many times we have to file a lawsuit, litigate the case, and show your own insurance company the real value of your case. If you have any other questions about uninsured motorist claims or how to pursue them, please let me know. The statute of limitations is the same. You do get the advantage. Oftentimes, you can file the case in a venue wherever the insurance company sells policies or as an office for selling policies. So sometimes you get different venues necessarily from where the accident happened. There's another thing too about what are the limits of an uninsured claim. Is one of the reasons why you may want a lawyer for this type of a claim is that in Missouri and in other states, you can stack uninsured motorist coverages. So if you own three cars, someone hits you, you don't just have $25,000 in coverage, depending on how your policy is written. But in most cases, you're going to have $75,000 in uninsured motorist coverage. The insurance company is not going to tell you that. They're going to say, listen, I know you have $300,000 in medical bills, but you only have $25,000 in coverage, so that's all you can get. That's not true. You can stack your uninsured motorist coverage, and you can also make an underinsured claim too, which is different than uninsured. If you have any questions about this or want to get into the weeds on this insurance coverage and these other issues, give us a call at Berger Law. Thank you.